Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For those counting down the days until the election, there are 14 left. 2 weeks until voters head to the polls, even though millions have already voted early or have cast ballots by mail. One of the states where in-person early voting began this morning, Wisconsin, a state Donald Trump lost by 21,000 votes in 2020, and where he and Harris are at a tight race this time around as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Israel, meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about how to take advantage of the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and how to avoid a wider conflict in the region.
Crucially, Secretary Blinken will also be discussing Israel's plans to launch a retaliatory strike against Iran and the fear this could turn into all-out war between the two countries.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Honda recalling more than 700,000 vehicles because the fuel pump can crack and cause a fire. Models involved include Accord, Civic, CR-V, regular and hybrid, 2023 through 25 model years. This is ABC News. After the death of former One Direction singer Liam Payne, there are new warnings about the dangers of a designer drug.
An autopsy has revealed former One Direction singer Liam Payne had multiple drugs in his system, including pink cocaine, when he plunged off a hotel balcony in Argentina last week, dying at the age of 31. The drug has also been linked to rapper Sean Diddy Combs in a lawsuit filed by his former music producer, who claims it was required that all of Diddy's employees, from the butler to the housekeepers, walk around with a pouch filled with drugs, including Tusi, another name for pink cocaine.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. If you're one of the people on those planes that crowd around the gate and maybe try to sneak on before your group is called, American Airlines is on to you. The Washington Post says it's been testing technology at airports in Arizona that would alert gate agents to people trying to get on early when they're not in that group. Those tests apparently working well, could be expanded to other locations soon. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale.
Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlen. In-person absentee voting begins today in Wisconsin. Voters should check with their municipal clerk about the in-person absentee options available. If you still need to register to vote, you can also do that. In-person absentee voters will need to present valid photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Elijah Vu's mother and her boyfriend have now been formally charged in the toddler's death. Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang were charged in Manitowoc County Court Monday. Vang is accused of child abuse causing death and hiding a body. Bauer is accused of child neglect causing death. And people are getting calls to pay for debts they've already paid off from agencies they've never heard of. The Better Business Bureau says to ask for the agency's name, company, street address, and telephone number, and don't provide any bank account, credit, or other personally identifiable information over the phone. Ted Ehlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 after about 2 or 3 this afternoon. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Thanks, Sean. On the way, we'll continue our spotlight with Alpha Long Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's next. First, here's Lone Star.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of a pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? 'Cause I've got a first class ticket and I'm blue as a boy can be. Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beat. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis down on Union Avenue, followed him up to the You got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays the piano every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would.
I'm Brian Winnekins, and we continue our spotlight of our area dairy farmers with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And this week, all this week, we continue our spotlight with the Steyer family and Elf Lalonde Farms. And joining us this morning is Karen Steyer, and we're going to find out about how the farm cares for the young stock, the calves and even the cows too. And Karen, thank you for joining us again, and thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin too. They are one of our sponsors for our spotlights. So Karen, with the young cows, you're kind of in charge, and here at the farm you kind of have two locations. You have the newborns and then you have the calves. So we'll start at the newborns. The newborn calf is born, and what are some of the things you do to care for that calf then right away?
Well, right away we make sure the calf gets colostrum within a half hour of being born, and it more than likely is not the same colostrum from its mother. We freeze all the good colostrum. All the colostrum here is tested. It has to reach a certain percentage on the Brix test, and if it's not the high quality that we want, we have a powder that we can add to it so that all the nutrients are in that first feeding of colostrum that the calf is given. It's given 1 gallon of colostrum within that first half hour, and then it's put under the warming light, and then twice a day we move the newborn calves up to the other barn, and there's a pack, and those calves are kept there. They're fed there at least 2 feedings, then they get milk replacer, and Dave and I and the kids will take care of the calves here at the main farm, and we watch them, make sure they're quote-unquote up and going well before we move them over to the heifer facility. Every other day we will move 6 heifer calves to the heifer facility just to maintain numbers, and it's easier to manage instead of all of a sudden one day you're taking 12 calves over there or something like that. So we take 6 calves every other day, and we breed the bottom 60% of the herd to beef. So those beef cross calves we keep here at the farm, and we sell those 3 times a week. A buyer comes in and we're able to sell those beef cross calves.
And so you give that newborn colostrum, and do you have to, it's to protect the calf for their immune system and that sort of thing. Do you do also vaccinations then right away?
They get a nasalgen vaccination first, and then when they move over to the heifer facility, there's a protocol over there that they follow pretty strict on the vaccination program.
We're talking with Karen Steyer this morning as we continue our spotlight on the Steyer family farm, Elf Lalonde Farms. And thank you again to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I know a lot of folks will ask, why do you take the calf or move the calf from the mom away so quickly?
For us, it's a large safety issue. Cows can get very protective with their newborn calves, and you can have the most docile cow most of the year, but as soon as she has a calf, some of them become very protective. So we do remove the calf from the cow right away. Makes it safer for us, safer for the animals as well, and it's just the way we operate here at the farm. We just like to remove the calf right away and then take care of the cow, She gets her calcium boluses, is checked over by our employees to see how she's doing after she calves, and can get moved out into the fresh cow pen and be monitored out there.
And when they move to the where all of the other calves are, if I remember correctly, this is an indoor facility?
Correct. It is an indoor facility. We have a separate pen for fresh cows that they are able to stay up to, if need be, 2 weeks, depending on how that cow is, quote-unquote, getting up and getting going. We can monitor her, and then when she is eating good and everything is looking good for her, then we can move her out into the main facility for the milking cows.
Talking with Karen Steyer this morning with Alpha Long Farms. They are the Steyer family is our spotlight farm this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Karen, you know, you do a lot with the newborns and the calves, but let's talk about the milking cows. They have a pretty nice facility. You have a very nice facility here. And one of the things I've always noticed in talking with David over the years as well is, weather permitting, they like to keep the walls or the outside of the barn open. Everybody gets to see what you're doing every day.
Yes. We do have a cross ventilation barn, which allows us to have the curtains open facing the road most of the days of the year if it's warm enough. And mostly it's for cow comfort to have the barn open, but we do like it that people can see the cows as they are driving by as well.
And it's kind of become almost, for lack of a better phrase, a cult classic here with folks from the Elmwood, if they're driving to Menominee or back and forth, folks along Highway 72. They kind of watch the herd, and there's been times when they've called saying, hey, we see something, and that's nice, though, that they call and say, what's going on?
Yes, it is. Knock on wood, we do live in a very good community, and people do watch out for us, and if they, once in a great while, if a cow is out or something, they will give a call and say, hey, this doesn't look quite right, so that is nice that the community watches out for us as well.
Also, too, here at, you know, for the milking, and we'll even talk with Dave a little bit about that, I always call this facility, you know, you have a really cool merry-go-round. And I have been here before for different events. I have seen cows fall asleep on that thing.
Yes, on our rotary system parlor, the cows are quite comfortable. And if you watch them, it does look like they're falling asleep. They're on there chewing their cud, and they're just very relaxed on that rotary parlor.
And it's very easy for your employees and even for the safety of the cows, the way you have this set up, because there's like one station for each part of the milking process.
Correct. The cows come in, they're automatically sprayed with a pre-dip, then they move down the parlor a little bit, and there's a person that wipes the cow clean, make sure there's no mastitis or anything. The next employee will apply the milking machine, and then the cow just rides for about 8 minutes on the rotary. When the milk flow is 2 pounds or less a minute, the vacuum shuts off, the milk machine automatically retracts, and when she gets to the end of the parlor, there's another a post-dip automatic spray, and then she's free to leave the parlor and go on her way.
Sometimes, though, they don't want to leave. I have seen this before where you have a big black curtain, and that's kind of to let the cow know, okay, the ride is done. But I have seen before that it does happen where it's like, no, I'm kind of enjoying this ride.
Yep, we have had cows that have rode around 3-4 times in a row until someone physically makes sure they're off that parlor and on their way back out to the barns. So.
And of course, the next cow that's on the wants to get on the ride's like, hey, wait a minute, this is my turn, get off. The other interesting thing I've always seen in the barn where the cows are, they look like the brushes from the old style car washes that I remember as a kid that the cows can use to scratch their backs. They love those things.
Yes, it's rare that you see those brushes not being used, but they're great. One, it's for cow comfort. If they have a scratch, they can just go bump that brush and it automatically starts up rotating. The other thing is it does keep them clean. It keeps that dust off their back so that in the summer it actually helps keep them cool because that dust does not form a crust on their back and that doesn't trap the heat in so that they can, quote-unquote, keep cooler with that brush as well.
Now, that I did not know. Talking with Karen Steyer this morning from Elflalong Farms. We'll continue our spotlight of the Steyer family and Elflalong Farms tomorrow. Dave will be back with us, and we're going to talk about some of the things the farm does to protect the groundwater. And Dave's got a lot of experience in this as well. He's done a lot of things even with Dunn County as well. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow with our spotlight with the Steyer family and Elflalong Farms. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Somehow stamped our lives. It takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. I'll go back to the field of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I'll go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back. To the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him. I'll go back.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when life's useless is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fine, see the world taking earthquake and time. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah. Taking earthquake.
man of mine.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And at Nate Smith, World on Fire. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there'll be a haunted trail this Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. at Anthony Acres Charter School on Highway 37 in Mondovi. There'll be free popcorn, apple cider, and fun prizes. The trail goes through the Anthony Acres School Forest. Admission, $10. Visit the Anthony Acres School Facebook page for more information. Let's run down to today in history. For this October 22nd. Happy birthday to the original Metropolitan Opera House, opened on this date in 1883 in New York City. 1907, Ringling Brothers bought out their rival Barnum and Bailey Circus to form the most famous circus in the world. Bad day for Pretty Boy Floyd on this date in 1934. The notorious bank robber shot and killed by the FBI in Ohio. They finally caught up to him. 1938, Chester Carlson demonstrated the first copy machine. 1962, President John F. Kennedy announced an air and naval quarantine of Cuba following the discovery of Soviet missile bases on the island. Words matter in this case. They didn't want to call it a blockade, even though that's what it was. A quarantine isn't an act of war. A blockade is. Yeah, that whole time, those 13 days in October, yeah, everybody was on edge. 1969, Paul McCartney addressed the rumors saying, "No, I'm not dead yet." 1979, the 100 millionth person passed through the gates of Walt Disney World in Florida. I wonder if that person got like free rides or something. 1982, Rambo, First Blood, opens in the U.S. 1998, the government announced one of the biggest toy recall ever. Parents were told to remove batteries from their children's Fisher-Price Power Wheels cars and trucks because of faulty wiring that could cause the toys to burst into flames. Excuse me. In 2007, raging wildfires continue to sweep across Southern California, forcing thousands to evacuate their homes. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declared a state of emergency in several counties. And in 2020, Goldman Sachs agreed to pay a record $3 billion to end an investigation into its role in the 1MDB corruption scandal. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Anabis Silo and Bauer Seeds and Service.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 18 at 2071, December down 23 to 2085, January down 22 to 2030, February down 25 to 1985. Live cattle markets are higher. Feeder cattle are mixed. Hogs are also what mixed. Box beef prices do continue to exhibit strength, and that's providing some strength to the markets, as traders are anticipating higher cash markets as well. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving up mostly mixed, a little bit of profit taking. But again, some of the expectations of increasing packer demand here, at least early in the week, still helping to support the nearbys. October live cattle up 97 cents to 187.97. October feeder cattle up 70 cents to 248.27. December hogs up 45 cents to 78.72. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets, soybeans and wheat are all moving mostly higher today. It was quiet overnight. The grain markets still remain relatively quiet as well. Prices have traded a few cents on either side of unchanged. There's really no clear direction, as the harvest is still pressuring some of the markets along with some of the positive weather, but a little bit of short covering happening right now in some of those contracts. December corn up 3.75 to 4.13 and a quarter. November beans up 8 now to 9.89. December wheat up a half to 5.72 3/4.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. The
Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today 76 with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 after about 2 or 3 this afternoon. Tonight 41, tomorrow sunny 55. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Redneck.
Around here, don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here. Them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
You don't do the Dougie.
No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys round here. Drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt. Kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit.
Let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now girl, hop inside. Me and you gonna take a little ride. The river.
Let's ride.
Lay a blanket on the ground. Kissing in the crickets is the only sound. We out of town. Have you ever got down with a
red.
Do you want to get down with a up dust. The boys round here
my weekends in a swing out on the wraparound. Oh, but these days I'm on a mission to get these wild oats out of my system. Yeah, I might stay out all night. I gotta do a little wrong so I know what's right. I wanna sit out on the porch telling stories about my glory days when I'm pushing 80. How am I ever gonna get to be old and wise if I ain't ever young and crazy? Now I might have to kiss no telling how many lips before I ever really figure out what love is. Go through some heartbreaks, wake up with headaches. Don't learn nothing till you make a lot of mistakes. How will I know where to draw the line if I don't cross it a few hundred times? I wanna sit out on the porch telling stories about my glory days when I'm pushing 80. How am I ever gonna get to be old and wise if I ain't ever young and crazy? Talking to my grandbabies, how am I ever gonna get to be old and wise if I ain't ever young and crazy? Yeah, I wanna sit out on the porch telling stories about my glory days when I'm pushing 80. How am I ever gonna get to be old and wise if I ain't ever young and crazy? If I ain't ever young and crazy. Young and crazy. Young, young and crazy. Young and crazy.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I'm looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine. Never loved mine. I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down hard, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it.
Hang out a guy for that. Hang out a guy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Post Malone, Luke Combs, Sky for that 950. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, Red Cross Blood Drive coming up on October 28th, noon to 6 p.m. at the Plum City American Legion Post in Plum City. Call Pat at 507-993-9218. 507-993-9218 to make an appointment. Well, if you're a dog lover, one of the things, and Brian and I, of course, we're dog lovers. We have two dogs. We have to take them for a walk, and that's a nightmare. Leashes get tangled up, this, that, and the other thing. Well, one Canadian broke a Guinness World Record. He didn't walk one dog, or two, or three, or four. 38 for a half mile. Mitchell Rudy led a pack of 38 leashed dogs on a half mile walk to break the Guinness World Record for most dogs walked simultaneously by one person. Rudy says his record attempt was aimed at promoting dog adoption. He said he wanted to do something that made these dogs be the champions that they are. They're all good dogs and deserve homes. 38 dogs. Walking 38 dogs. A, how do you clean up after that? More importantly, B, what happens when one dog sees a squirrel?
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about. No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we brew more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Being there, every minute, year after year. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it's not just our way of doing business, it's our way of life. Providing the energy our community relies on every day. And as a Touchstone Energy Cooperative member, that means value that goes far beyond the energy we provide. It's value you can't really put a price on.
Join Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services for their Customer Appreciation Breakfast Saturday, October 26th from 9 till 11:30.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river. Stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Faith Hill, let's go to Vegas.
Okay.
9:58. I'm Brian Winnekins. Thanks to Karen Steyer for joining us this morning as we continue our spotlight all this week with Elf Lalonde Farms and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And if you missed our interview with Karen, that's now available on our YouTube channel during the broadcasting WRDN. Happy National Make a Dogs Day today. We highlight adopting a dog, giving them a forever home instead of, you know, going to that puppy mill or whatever. Now, adoption is just one way to make a dog's day. If your favorite canine companion could talk, well, they might tell you that, hey, can we go for an extra long walk today? It's going to be nice out. When was the last time you visited a dog park? Of course, new chew toys might top their list. Treats always work, right? Yeah. Sometimes they just want to play. Throw that ball. Another thing that tops the list of the fur babies everywhere. Yeah. Please don't stop scratching me. Please don't stop petting me. Please don't do that. I didn't tell you not to do that. So, you know, extra treats, extra chew toys, extra walks, and extra pets today on this National Make a Dog's Day today. Good luck to the